Aircheckdownloads.com.
Right now, the time is just on 11:30 in the newsroom. Here's Frank Partridge.
Radio
Foreign Office in London say they believe a British man was on board the South Korean airliner, which the Americans say was shot down by the Russians. The plane apparently went down off northern Japan, and a big search is underway for survivors and wreckage. The Foreign Office say the whole affair is profoundly disturbing. Here's Michael Woodhead.
In a statement issued this morning, the Foreign Secretary, Sir Geoffrey Howe, said if the American accusations proved to be true, there was absolutely no justification for such an act, which he viewed with grave concern and horror. The Briton who died was Ian Powery, a 24-year-old engineer who was apparently on his way to join a Far East branch of a New York engineering firm. The Foreign Office said his family had been informed by the United States authorities. Mr. Powery graduated from Cambridge University and had spent the past 2 years in the United States.
The five astronauts on board the American Space Shuttle Challenger have just passed the halfway point in their current mission. They're doing more experiments with the shuttle's robot arm. They're due to land in California on Sunday night. The Lebanese army seems to be in control of Beirut again after yesterday's mopping up operations against Muslim gunmen. The city's reported quiet for the first time in 5 days. The second London to Paris microlight air race has been abandoned because of high winds. The planes are now being taken on a cross-channel ferry to Latuque, where it's hoped to start a shortened version of the race tomorrow. In an hour's time, we ask how long can the Russians remain silent in the face of accusations that they shot down the Korean airliner? And when will all the facts be known about yesterday's tragedy? Two questions for the lunchtime news beat at 12:30.
Aircheckdownloads.com.